In 1947, when you closed your nine-week crusade in Tulsa, you were 29 years old, and then secretaries were asked to help you with all the mail that was coming in. And I believe there was one of those, and her name was Ruth Hansen.
Yes, Ruth came with two other girls as volunteers. When the crusade was over, the two girls left, and she said, "I want to work for you." And we hired Ruth. She's the first one we hired, and she's still with me, 60-some-odd years, and she's the best I ever had. She's still my secretary.
You worked out of your house on North Main at
first.
Yes,
I worked out of my house until the mail began to fill it up. And I went and bought a place on South Boulder, and I built an office, and we soon overflowed it. And I built a three-story office next to it, and we overflowed it. And then I built the eight-story building that's there now.
And that would have been like in 1959.
Yes, I left it in about 62 or 3 when I started building ORU.
You were only in that building for about 3 years.
That's right.
Okay, and you were 41. Talk to us about, because you needed money to be building this brand-new building downtown Tulsa. I mean, did you get a loan? Was it easy to get a loan? Did banks help you?
The banks were very nice to me in Tulsa. I asked for $1 million loan for a $3 million building. I had contacted my partners that I had to have a building because my mail was filling us up, and they had supported me. But I got down to the last $1 million, and it was real tough. I went up to the Fourth National Bank, to President Johnson, and he told me, "When you need the $1 million, you come back." I came back in a few months, said, "I'm ready now." And he said, "About what?" And he had forgotten the whole thing. And that threw me into a tailspin. I went to the First National Bank through our insurance man, who knew them well and knew me well, and told them that I was a goodbye. And I went up, and they loaned me $1 million. And Mr. McClintic, the senior, said he wanted to hand me the check personally. And he handed me the check, and I walked out of there feeling like $1 million.
$1 million, and that's long in 1960, or 59 when you built it, so 58, mm-hmm. they were mm-hmm. handing you a check for $1 million.
Yes, yes.
So banks want collateral. I mean, what were they going to use as collateral?
Well, they were getting my deposits, they and the Bank of Oklahoma. I divided half and half.
Between the Fourth National?
The Fourth National, I left them when the man forgot me.
Okay.
And I went to the First National and the Bank of Oklahoma through the man who worked for us later, who was president of TU for a while. Anyway, I had a perfect record. I had never been late on a payment on anything. They sent their men down to the office and went through the books, and they said, "This is a good loan." The First National Bank did. And from then on, I borrowed my money there.
And do you remember how you paid that off or how long it took? Did you take it for?
It took a couple of years.
Remember what the interest rate was?
It was 4%, because that's what I told them that I wanted. And one of the bankers said, "Who do you think you are? You're just a country preacher." I said, "That's right. That's right. I am a country preacher, and I want a 4% loan." And I got it.